Here we are. This is Real World Radio on air. 3w.realworldradio.fm.
Interview with Peruvian journalist Juan José Mamani about his experience in the resistance against extractivism in Valle del Tambo. 4 dead people, tens of injured people, 80 people prosecuted for mining terrorism, and a state of emergency for 60 days in 2015 is a result of the resistance to the mining project Tía María in Arequipa, a region considered the judicial capital of Peru. However, the men and women living in Valle del Tambo are resuming their protests. These people have strongly stated in popular consultations held in 2009 that they are farmers and they don't need this extractivist project promoted by transnational Southern Copper Corporation. Recently, the company was accused of informing about the effects of its exploitation in the capital city, Lima, but not in communities that would be affected. For this reason, a door-to-door campaign was announced, which could increase the level of the social conflict caused by this industry. Real World Radio interviewed journalist Juan José Mamani about this. Mamani told us about his experience in the struggle, and he made reference to the main challenges faced by the resistance in Valle del Tambo. In particular, he highlighted the role of massive and alternative communication media in the anti-mining conflict, as well as the situation of the journalists identified with the community mobilizations. He also said that the Peruvian government, led by former military officer Ollanta Humala, has criminalized the social protest, which, added to the campaign to distort the facts by business communication media, has served to increase social pressure and the rejection to mining of Mexican-US origin.